And I was thinking the other day about something interesting that I'm sure a lot of us do, probably all of us. And you know, like we all have parts of ourselves that we don't like. You know, maybe it's a habit you can't seem to break. Maybe it's a weakness you've been aware of for many years now. Maybe it's a part of your personality you wish you could change or tone down. And then what do we do? Instead of seeing that struggle for what it is, a part of us, we take that one thing, amplify it, and let it define our whole identity. We don't say, I struggle with discipline. We say, I'm lazy. We don't say, I made a bad decision. We say, I'm a failure. We don't say, I have social anxiety. We say, I'm awkward. I don't belong. People don't like me. We let one weakness overshadow our whole being and the rest of our strengths. But the truth is, you are not one thing. You are made up of many parts. A single flaw does not erase all that is good about you. A single mistake does not cancel out your potential. A single weak spot does not make you unworthy. You know, a single crack does not shatter a mountain, does it? No, the mountain still stands strong. Or a dim moment does not steal the sun's light. Nah, it stands bright, illuminating for everybody to feel. If you've been letting a single part of yourself dictate your entire worth, stop that. Stop that. It's time to shift how you feel about yourself, how you see yourself. We live in a world that loves labels. You know, like it's easier to say I'm bad at this than to admit this is something I need to work on. And the real growth isn't in the labels. It's about the layers, right? Forget about the labels. Focus on the layers. Think about a painting, right? A single brush stroke does not define the whole image. A single color does not make the entire piece. But yet, when we look at ourselves, we ignore the full picture and focus on the one part we don't like. It's just a part. See for what it is. It's just a part, a sector, a section of ourselves that needs a little work or attention. Would you throw away an entire book because of one bad page? No. Would you tear down a whole house because one room needs repair? Or would you stop watching a movie because one scene was a little bit off? It wasn't that funny. Of course not. So why do we do this to ourselves, right? Why do we identify one or two things we don't like about ourselves and then apply it to our whole being, disregarding all that we are, the beauty we have, the fruits in our spirit, the beautiful things about ourselves, the strengths that we have, everything else that we have carved? It's just a part of ourselves, not the whole thing, not our whole being. You are not like a single storm. You are the whole sky, my friend. The moment you stop defining yourself by, you know, your own passing clouds, you will remember that your light is never lost. It's always there. It's shining, but we often dim ourselves. The moment you shift your words, you shift your mindset, the way you are talking to yourself is beyond important. I'm not just talking about like manifestation stuff and trying to get what you want. I'm just talking about the way you love on yourself, the way you see yourself, the way you speak about yourself is so important. The moment you shift your mindset, you shift your reality, right? The moment you shift your mindset, you shift your reality. How does growth really work? Think about it like this. Like if you've been to the gym before, or you're a gym goer, you know that not every muscle is equally strong. Maybe your legs are solid, but your core is a little weak. Maybe your upper body's strong, but your endurance needs work. Does that mean you quit working out? No. You target the weakness and you train the part that needs attention. But it doesn't mean you stop looking in the mirror and being like, damn, look at my thighs. Like, man, the thighs are looking good. Or, oh man, look at the biceps. The biceps are really bicepping. You know, no, you still appreciate the parts of yourself that are strong and that you have poured into, but you identify a part of yourself that just needs a little bit more attention. Imagine if we applied this same mindset to our own self-improvement. Instead of hating your lack of discipline, you train it. Instead of being ashamed of your social anxiety, you work on small exposures. Instead of labeling yourself as not that creative, you practice creating without judgment and more play, because just like in the gym, Your weaknesses are not permanent. They are simply underdeveloped muscles. That's all it is. A lot of people say, hey, I love the way you speak. How do you speak so clear on camera? All it is. I'm like, it was an undeveloped muscle at one point. And then I got in the gym and I trained it. I got over 400 podcasts on here. I got hundreds of videos on YouTube, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pieces of short form content. Like I have, and that's just the stuff I've published, right? And I still stumble on my words. I still struggle, but I've gotten better because I identified a weakness and I trained it. My friend, you are not broken. You are becoming. Know that. You tell yourself you're broken way too often. You are not broken. You are becoming. Even if someone did try to break you, you're just unfolding. You are becoming still. You understand? Every weakness is a waiting teacher. Every wound is like a quiet map leading back to your strength. And the more you train them, the stronger you become. And you are so strong. One of the biggest mistakes we can make is turning struggles into self-identity, right? Instead of saying I'm an inconsistent person, say I struggle with consistency. Instead of saying I always mess things up, just say I made a bad decision, but I'm learning, I'm getting wiser. Instead of saying I'm awkward and unlikable, we say I need to work on my confidence because I know there's so much confidence within me. It just needs a little attention. A struggle is something you experience. It is not who you are. When a baby is learning to walk, do we say this baby is a failure because they keep falling? No, we actually celebrate the baby. We're excited. Oh my God, they stood up and they fell. We laugh, like keep going. We cheer it on. Why can't we give ourselves that same energy? We say they are learning, they are getting stronger, and they will figure it out. So give yourself that same grace. You are in motion, my friend. You are growing, you are shifting, you are becoming. Your struggle is real, yes, but so is your ability to overcome it. Most of us spend so much time focusing on what's wrong with us and not enough time building on what is right. But what you focus on expands. If you focus on only your weaknesses, they'll feel overwhelming. If you focus on what you lack, you always feel like you're not enough. If you only see what is missing, you will never feel full. But if you start leaning into what is already strong within you, you create momentum, you create belief in yourself. Ask yourself, what am I already good at? What have I improved in? What have I improved in my life? How have I transformed? Because you have transformed. You have transformed already. You have worked on things. So you are capable. Where do I already feel capable? Do not let your flaws blind you from your gifts, my friend, because you have beautiful gifts. Growth isn't a straight line. We talk about that a lot. Some days you're going to feel like you're making progress. Other days, you'll feel like you're slipping back into old patterns. But that's normal. You catch yourself. You are aware. And you work on what needs attention. You wouldn't expect a plant to grow overnight, right? That would be ridiculous. You wouldn't judge a house before the foundation is set. Imagine that when you buy some land and you're building a house, imagine pulling up to the site and the construction company is just like getting some pillars up and you're like, I don't like how it looks. You're like, bruh, we're just building. A lot of us are judging ourselves so much while we are still just building our foundation. The foundation isn't always going to be pretty. You are not behind. You are not broken. You are simply in progress. And progress is never a straight line. So when we feel discouraged, remember, you are not your struggles. You are not your weakest moments. You are more than the parts of yourselves that need work. If you don't like something about yourself, it is just a part, not the whole being. You are a full, complex, beautiful, evolving human being. And every part of you, strong or weak, is shaping you into something greater. This year, let's make sure that we are catching ourselves. This is the way we should be viewing ourselves, having that inner view with ourselves. Next time you catch yourself labeling your whole self based on one weak area, stop that. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Step back. Be here. Be right here. Separate the part from the whole, because your weaknesses do not erase your strengths. They do not erase your essence, my friend. And just like in the gym, you don't ignore your weak muscles, you train them. So be patient, be intentional, and trust that the work you do today is shaping you for everything you're meant to become. Keep on building, keep growing, and keep becoming. You are unfolding beautifully and you are becoming because you are already enough. You understand? Because your whole self is beautiful, flaws and all, imperfections and perfections. And you're only getting stronger and more beautiful and wiser with time. And you done know in hindsight, everything gonna be all right. We gonna appreciate our whole selves, you understand? The things we don't like, it's just a part. It's not the whole self. Love on yourself. Remember that, all right? Thank you. Thank you.